Hi, this is Rina and welcome to my podcast. You are listening to the MoneyWise audio experience. In this series, you'll be listening to some conversations I had with Manesi Musalia, who is a serial entrepreneur, a TV show host, YouTuber, husband, and father. Listen as we talk through his life experiences that are both inspiring and very, very interesting. Hey there, if this is the first time you are watching these videos, it's Get Yours meets MoneyWise. Very interesting.
Yeah, but nice.
More like MoneyWise gets amazed by you. Get Yours.
Anyway, no,
it's just
a
very interesting conversation we are having. This is all access, in case I'm confusing you with all the different brands. And we are just having an authentic conversation about Munesi's journey as an entrepreneur. And the previous video we were looking at, how do you get to the place where you keep moving? When you received rejections, you've been at it for 6 months, a whole year, you thought that this fantastic idea for a business should have gotten you, you know, when you do your projections
right. And
these business plans that people put together.
Right.
And this business is just not where you had hoped it would mm-hmm. be by now. Mm-hmm. You're going out of pocket to finance all the different costs.
Right.
And it's just not fun, right? It's
right.
just not fun because the money's not yet rolling in.
Right.
How do you keep positive? How do you keep moving? How do you keep knocking those doors
sure. To
seek that business?
Okay, I can only speak about my own experience.
Right.
My life is ruled primarily by God.
Okay.
Primarily. First and foremost, I am nothing without Him. I can't purport to be in charge of anything.
Mm.
This very body, I believe I'm just renting it for a time. So I can't put pressure on myself too much to accomplish, to achieve and whatever, because He's put me on this earth for a purpose. That's what I believe.
Mm.
Put me on this earth for a purpose, to learn a few lessons and to contribute, to impact for something. So I can only seek that something and live authentically to that something. So that's the first thing, God above everything. The second point is, because God has created me and I know for a fact that it's for a time, I'm not going to be on this earth forever.
Forever, yeah.
But there's a time.
Mm.
So again, time is the critical factor. And then this time will come to an end. In that time, between now and the time that it comes to an end, what am I doing to be as authentic to my true self as possible? And how am I contributing positively to my environment, the people around me, the people that depend on me, and to myself, to my true self, to my true desires? How am I doing that?
Mm.
So I spend my time and my energy and my focus on those things that matter to me.
But you need to put bread and milk on the table.
Sure.
So.
And that matters to me too. So if you come into my space and you have the ability to put bread, milk, and food on my table,
mm-hmm.
guess what? I'm spending time with you.
Okay.
I'm putting my energy and my investment in you
mm.
because you matter. That matters. And anything else is just noise.
Mm.
It's all just noise. And another thing that comforts me a lot is we're so many on this planet, Rina. Tuko wengi sana. Just me. So my we call it in Arabic, rizq. Rizq is blessings. My blessings are not dependent on you. They're not dependent on one person or the next person or the next person mm-hmm. or the next person. It could come from you who would lead me to that person, mm-hmm. to the next person. It could come from all five of you. It could come from another five from a completely different place. So you cannot fixate on one person mm-hmm. being the catalyst for your success or one organization or one whatever. You have to just provide as much value as possible and hope that it's enough for them to exchange value in return. And I'm speaking as an entrepreneur, because the difference between entrepreneurship and employment is, in an employment, you are beholden to one person, one organization. And so your allegiance, your value exchange is one-to-one.
Mm.
But as an entrepreneur, your value exchange is one to however many you can...
Can get.
You can get.
Yeah.
So every day is trying to see how can I increase my chances of exchanging value.
Mm.
And exchanging value is, I have something that you like, you have something that I need, what can we do to make sure that we both benefit?
Yeah.
And my entrepreneurial journey is a numbers game. Every day when I leave my house,
mm-hmm.
I can't come back and nothing has happened. No opportunity for value exchange has happened. That's a wasted day.
Okay, break that down in a way that we can understand.
Sure. So if yesterday I was on 20, for example, I can't be on 20 today.
Okay, so you have...
I need to at least try and create an opportunity for 40 or 50 or 100 today. And if that doesn't work, then tomorrow I need to keep doing that. And at some point, my 20 needs to get to 30 or 40 or 50. It's exponential growth. So I'm not going to sit and dwell on, I'm on 20 today because I had bills. I'm now on 15 and I'm down to 10. But how many opportunities did you knock? How many doors did you knock on? How many areas of value exchange did you
seek? Even as you were slipping.
Even as you were slipping.
Yes.
Even as you're slipping, you need to just keep seeking those opportunities to get more, to get yours, to look for ways of exchanging value. Because there'll always be something that you have to offer to other people. There'll always be that. You now have to figure it out. If you're in manufacturing, then the numbers game is much easier for you because you can then replicate it at an industrial level. And it's not you providing the value exchange, it's your products. But if you're not manufacturing, if you're not selling products, if you're in the services industry, then you need to be providing as many services to as many people as possible.
Or just seeking to provide those services, even if you don't have the customer.
100%. And if you are the entrepreneur, you are the person who started that thing. Mm-hmm. You are the chief business development officer. Don't put that responsibility on anybody else. Yeah. It's you. Yeah. You know what the dream is about. You know what it takes. What you can offer. What you can promise without stretching yourself too much. So your job is primarily getting business. That is it. So every day I have an agenda, and I say today, inshallah, God willing, I will come back home and I will have moved from where I was yesterday to this point. And it's as basic as, so I'm sitting here speaking to you.
Yeah.
There are other people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
There might be an opportunity with any three of them.
Yeah.
I don't know unless I speak to them,
mm-hmm.
which is why, because in my business, close contact is important. How I speak to people matters. That's why I focus a lot on how I engage with people. I've gotten opportunities at bus stops, restaurants, barber shops.
Bus stops?
Yeah, at a bus stop, just chatting to some people. I've gotten opportunities from petrol station attendants, drivers, CEOs, name it. It's across the board. At a wedding.
You know, that's so interesting. Because when you're going about your business, maybe not business, but your day, for example, you walk in, you see the security people, you're like, ah, oh, this inconvenience of having my bag checked, you're irritated, don't bother saying hi, you just walk to where you're going and you miss out on opportunities 100%. The whole way through.
The whole way through. The opportunity is everywhere, but it's just taking out the blinkers and thinking, okay, you know what? My value exchange is I need to sell, I need to write a business plan, then I need to do this, then I need to do this. No, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, look around you.
Yeah.
Look around you because you have something of value. People need this value. You need to now articulate it so that everybody knows that you've got this value and you've got something that
like
you can
that.
Offer. And it starts with you.
Mm.
It starts with how you influence others to spread your gospel and say, you know what? There's this person who has this to offer. The more opportunities you have like that, then, you know, it makes it easier. And that, again, goes to building a brand.
So let's bring it down.
Yeah.
All right. So I am a receptionist.
Sure.
25 years old. I'm like, okay, fine, this is meeting the bills, but I need to get to that next level in whatever.
What do you want for yourself as a receptionist? What do you want?
That's the first question.
Yeah, what do you want?
Ask ourselves.
What do you want? You know, you can want to get to the next level, you can want to pay bills, but what do you actually want?
Yeah.
What kind of life do you want for yourself?
Mm.
Start there. If you had your ultimate life, what does that look like?
Mm.
You know, and then look at your surroundings. Okay, so I want that. Looking at my surroundings, this is where I am now. I have access to this person, this, and all this. This is what I have access to. These are the tools that I have. I have a phone. I have a laptop. I have a computer. I have this. I have this. I have transport. I have this. Okay, these are the resources that I have. All right, let me look up again. These are the people who are coming to the reception desk all the time. This is the impression that I'm leaving on them. So are these people going to in some way contribute to the life that I want? Yes or no?
Yeah, if absolutely.
Yes, if they yes, could. If yes,
yeah.
Take, file, put it somewhere. Use it. Find a way to use it.
But even in the interaction with those people who are coming to the reception desk.
That's right. But if you don't know what you want, and the fundamental problem with many, many people is they don't know what they want. Mm. They know what they don't want. They know what they can't do. They know what they don't care so much for, but they don't know what they want.
How do you get there, though? How do you get
there? Oh, it's a process. So that's one of the things that I do from a coaching perspective,
okay.
is to find, to really extract that, and then break it down into like bite-sized chunks or milestones or, you know, objectives, and then say, okay, based on these objectives, based on your surroundings, because you might be here, but then seasonally, you've now outgrown that space. So you need to move to the next level, and that next level requires a different kind of resource. I'll give you an example. When I just started working, I didn't have a car, I didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back to Kenya, then I got this nice runaround car. And then I started being part and parcel of like organizations like Kenya Chamber of Commerce, KEPSA, and whatever. I started networking at that level. Now, I don't mean to sound fickle, but I realized in that space, fine, I might walk and speak a certain way, but in order for me to be taken seriously, I need to look like I belong, you know? And it's not because I'm trying to, you know, sell my soul or whatever, but it helps it makes the conversation easier.
Yeah.
It's the same way I'm wearing this suit. I mean, yeah, sure, I could just throw on anything, but once I'm like this, my conversation with you will be at a different level. So it's the same thing. So I eventually decided, in order for me to now start being part and parcel of this club, I need to upgrade my car, I need to upgrade my whatever, my wardrobe and so on. And when I did that, instantly the conversation moved.
Mm.
Then when I moved into another season, I realized now the kind of people that I'm now meeting are at this level. What do they respect? What do they care about? What makes the conversation easier?
This is interesting, but how do you do these things? And I get it.
Sure.
How do you
do want this? A session now. Rina.
Yeah, clearly. For everybody. Yeah, I'm allowed. You know, at least a teaser of
sure.
what they can potentially get. So the question is, how do you do that without jeopardizing your finances, for example? So I know that that's where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're still at the receptionist, right? I want to socialize in certain circles.
Sure.
Which means I need to get certain club memberships.
Right.
I need to upgrade my wardrobe.
Sure.
And I don't have the money.
So get the money.
How? Okay, I guess find a way to create an
it's
income.
Like, it's like right now me and you are sitting here and we're thirsty. We've run out of water.
Yeah.
Okay. We need water so that we can live, so that we don't die.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we do?
We find the water.
We find the water. Find the water. Where's the water? Where do you find the water?
Okay. You make it sound so easy.
Someone you want water, but what are you giving that person or whoever's in charge of the water? What are you giving them in return? That's the value exchange.
Yeah.
What value
what do
you have? What do you have that can get you water, that can get you stuff? What are you providing? Who are you? What are you providing that is useful, that is relevant? Talk about millennials especially. I am a millennial,
yeah.
You know, I am. But it's this thing of, oh, the company is using me. I feel so used and whatever. If you are not useful, then you would be of no value.
This is true. And you would not have a job.
So get used to the fact that people will use you. You are there to be used. Get comfortable with it. And you need to find more people who will use you. But as they're using you, get yours.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Use me. Use me for this discussion, but I'm going to get mine. In this, I need to figure out a way how this is going to be useful to me, right? So I can't like sit and be like, oh, you know, Rina is using me. She's nah. Use me by all means. That's what I want. The more you use me,
yeah.
The more that means that I am valuable to you. And so because I'm valuable, at some point now I can come back and be like, so Rina, you see that credit that I have established with
you?
Can I just draw a little bit from that, right? And that's what it's about. Mm. But if you start to think, oh, you start playing the victim and you're like, oh, this company is using me, my clients are using me, I feel so unappreciated, that's on you, that's not on them. They're just trying to get theirs. You figure out how you're going to extract value from them.
Yeah. I hope you're listening. You need to stand and preach everywhere you go, because that's an issue with a lot of young people, expecting, I guess, having a sense of entitlement.
Sure.
Like the world owes us.
World
owes us nothing. Thank you so much for watching. You are watching All Access. I've been having an amazing conversation with Mwenesi. I have one more question I want to ask him, and then we shall bring this to an end. But I will make Mwenesi actually go to the comment section and answer every single question.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Or his squad will do that.
Yeah.
So please ask the questions if you have any, and we shall get them answered. God bless you so much, and take care.